Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Today we have a very interesting topic here on CRS Radio, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. Today we're going to be talking about the racial construction, how it destroys you. And this is a reason why I don't take sides with any of it. But before we talk about the racial construction and how it destroys you, I want to go to a real quick commercial break. And I am so happy to say that once again, we are joined by the host of the chat reel who will be discussing this with us, Billy Tappan. He's going to be here, and he's going to be discussing and giving his opinion about the topic at hand. But first, we are going to go into this commercial break, and we will be right back, everybody.
From author Dr. Denise Gotautis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotautis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
I think we should sing this. Let's try this.
Oh, tries it when he rises. The fortune of him with sitting sick, so I wonder.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
We're back. And I want to welcome everyone to CRS Radio, the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. Today we will be talking about the racial construction and how it destroys you. And we will be joined with the host of the chat reel that the chat reel comes on every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're joined too also with our special guest that I did not mention, Billy Tappan. And we just want to welcome you. And today I just wanted to chime in on today's topic. And have you ever been angry lately at the racial tone of society and the anti-Semitism going on around the world lately? If you, the listener, have answered this question, this program, it's for you. I want you to listen in, learn something, join in. I will discuss how racism not only destroys the people that it is set up against, but it also destroys the one dishing out the racism or even dishing out the anti-Semitism. Race division is a creation of man. I want you to understand that. God never told any one of us that one is better than the other. His intentions were for us to live in peace and harmony while loving him and worshiping him. And if we fail to believe in the Torah, which is the Bible, we have no direction. We need a sense of direction, and that's what the 613 commandments, also known to Christians as well, the Ten Commandments, is there for. It's so that we will have a state of morality, that we will have a way to sit in and, you know, just have some sort of direction. Many are believing the lies about their neighbor just because they may not look or have different customs than them. And I have been discussing this for weeks with others, and on this program today, I would like to explain in my own words how the attention on race and social status is setting people up to not only fail, but it's also setting people up to destroy each other. This was the devil's plan all along for everyone. And until people stand up and say no and act on and stop acting on their own evil inclinations, which is the Sitra Achra, healing in this world will not come. Neither will healing for anyone else, no matter what. So, Billy, I just read a long introduction of what's going on.
Right, right. Well, so, I think it's... Okay, go ahead.
Oh, no. You're what, the floor is yours.
Okay, this is my opinion, and I think this is a big problem. I think when the fallen ones fell and made it with women, I think the bloodline is the problem, and it's created all this friction between races, and that is, I think it's a factor because they want to cover up who they really are, the ones that control the world. They want to cover up and separate everybody, so they don't know what's going on. So I think that
right.
The fallen ones has a lot to do with all this racism and all these wars and stuff like that. This is all pre-planned from probably hundreds of years. They've planned this whole situation to separate people. So I think, you know, people have to look at things as being human and stop falling into the category of where they want you to be. So that will make a better world. That's my opinion.
Right. And I noticed, you know, too, that as far as fallen ones, because it brings me back to the book of Genesis, verse 7. It brings me back to the fact of the snake in the garden, how he deceived Adam and Eve into taking of that plant that God forbid them from eating from. And to me, I mean, me personally, when you go in depth to those things, those interdimensional beings, I would think that those beings would be, you know, the offspring of that snake that was in that garden. and he decided to deceive the man and the woman, and then from there on you have the incident with Cain and Abel where Cain murdered his brother. So see, it goes into, yeah, it goes into all that, that spirit of murder from Cain and everything. And I wanted to also bring up where I was doing a little bit of some research on how all of this racial difference things, you know, even when you think about Noah's Ark, how before this happened with Noah's Ark, the giants on the earth and everything, people don't really consider that a lot of this stuff, it has to do with what's going on in our present time. The old saying is, if you fail to remember your past, if you fail to remember your past, you will not be able to deal with your present or your future, because you know how they say time, it repeats itself. And so really the illustration that I was going to go into with Noah's Ark, there was Ham, Japheth, and Shem. Those were the three big nations that dwelt on the earth after the flood, because Noah had to start over again with his sons and everything. And there was a scientist who, you know, the theory of the racial creation, he had tried to go up against the Torah, which is the Bible, on the narrative of the creation of everyone. And when, before all of this racial stuff started, people being separated with their skin color, there is a scientist known as, he was a, I think an archaeologist. He took Egyptian skulls and he compared each skull together, and he did it, in my opinion, what I've researched, he did it in a biased, a very, very biased way. His name was Samuel George Morton. And I know some of the listeners out there have heard of Samuel George Morton. This is, he's born January 26, 1799, from May 15, 1851. And I want you to listen to what I uncovered. This was very, very interesting and eye-opening, and I hope that many people who listen to this particular article, they get something out of it. I see it's in the American Golgotha magazine, ARS Technica. And there's an article here. It says there's a new evidence confirming the bias of the father of scientific racism. And you would not even guess, everybody depends so heavily on science. It starts with science. And, you know, science always competes with the Bible, with the Torah. And this is just something for everybody. This is where this crap came from. Okay, it says paper bolsters Samuel Morton's data, affirms the unconscious racial bias, okay? Newly discovered handwritten documentation sheds new light on an ongoing scientific controversy regarding a famous collection of nearly 1,000 skulls amassed by a 19th century Philadelphia physician dubbed the American Golgotha. The collection is the work of Samuel Morton, who used them to compare the brain size of different racial groups in the 1830s and 1840s. Paul Wolf Mitchell, a graduate student in anthropology at the University of Pennsylvania, where the collectionist believes his analysis would help settle the often acronymous debate over whether the late paleontologist Stephen J. Goyd was correct in the assessment of the role of unconscious bias in science. particularly with regard to race. Mitchell concluded that Goit incorrectly accused Dr. Morton of inaccurately measuring the cranial capacity of his skull. In other words, Dr. Morton, he measured skulls that back then, skulls in Egypt that were, they called back then African people, Ethiopian, Caucasian skull, and what he said was mongoloid skulls, okay? He compared all of these skulls together. And what he did, the way that he measured, he first of all said that God had not created men, all men. God created men, but he didn't create all men. All men were not men, in other words. He had a tad bit of racial superiority over other people, okay? And so he is widely considered the father of scientific racism, and his controversial ideas about the intellectual superiority of the Caucasian people provided a handy defense of the continued enslavement of African Americans in the U.S. prior to the Civil War. He boasted those views with a broad analysis of 1,000 skulls he collected from all over, sometimes even scavenged from battlefields and the occasional catacomb at the time. It is widely believed that the skull size and the cranial capacity was a marker of superior intelligence and advanced cognition. And can you believe that? I mean, he's going by the size of skulls of different races of people to determine how, whether they were intelligent or not. And by that alone, I do criticize this, because by that alone, if that's the case, a giraffe's or a chimpanzee or a gorilla skull, if their skulls are bigger than man's skulls, and I'm like, are they more superior? And this is something that I wanted to point out about this particular scientist, because it's hogwash. The way this racism thing started, it started with his so-called scientific analysis of cranial size of a skull. Then if that's the case, a giraffe was more, or an elephant is more intelligent than he is. And so anyway, he put some, I'll keep reading, a modern geneticist has shown that there is no scientific basis, traditional concept of race. It's a meaningless designation, but Morton ascribed to an archaic worldview that held that there were 5 distinct races, each representing separate acts of creation, and thus falling into a divinely determined hierarchy in descending order. They were the Caucasians, East Asians, which is Mongolian, Southeast Asians, Native Americans, and Blacks, or in parentheses, Ethiopians at the bottom. He naturally would have expected his measurements of cranial capacity to fall neatly within that hierarchy. Morton made his measurements of 250 skulls in 1839 to determine cranial capacity. He stuffed each skull with pepper seeds to determine the volume of the jot, and he jotted down the results. He published those results in Crania Americana the same year for a second round of measurements of 672 skulls published in 1840. Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
I don't.
This,
you know,
is,
I think it's a bunch of nonsense.
This is the logic of science.
He
found it difficult to adequately replicate measurements with the pepper seeds, likely because they were so easily compressed. In both cases, he concluded that Caucasian skulls had the largest cranial capacity and that African skulls had the smallest. His third and final catalog appeared in 1849, 2 years before his death. This is what the origin and the root racism came from. This stuff right here. And Morton's idea fell out of favor over the ensuing century, but he became a lightning rod for renewed controversy in the 1970s, thanks to the late Stephen Jay Gould, Grove was convinced that the scientific method could be tainted by the personal biases of an individual scientist, particularly when it came to pre-existing racial biases about IQ. For example, he used Morton's measurements of his skull connection as a case study in 1978 paper and in chapter in his 1981 book, The Measurement of Man, The Mismeasurement of Man, I will say. Excuse me. So people have been hating each other. They've been prejudging each other all by some skull measurements. And this mostly is the people who take scientific data to be fact. So it sounds totally ludicrous to judge one's intelligence by their skull size. And this is where this racism all around the world was fingered by just this one stupid, idiotic, experimental thing. And this is what I'm talking about. It leads us to everything that's going on today. I mean, people, the superiority thing, this is where it originates from. Skull measurements by some, pepper beans or whatever they are. They filled it up and compacted it in. Oh, okay, so if this person has a bigger skull, they're more intelligent than you. This is idiot, you know, this is an idiot thought.
I agree.
This is where they got this from. This is where the origin of the racial superiority is from, and it's kind of stupid. It's real, not kind of, it is stupid.
Right.
By skull measurement.
Right.
This is his 1840 data, and he shows a significant difference between the African skulls and the others. And so he puts the African skulls, as they say back then, Ethiopian skulls, on the bottom of the totem pole as intelligence because he measured it by some pepper seeds. Anybody can get a skull that is a Caucasian skull, or as he said, African or Ethiopian. Well, he called the African skulls Ethiopian skulls. Anybody can get a skull, and you can doctor that because you can get a little baby skull and fill it with some seeds and say, oh, yeah, this is a adult, shall I say, adult Ethiopian back then. And then you could get an adult-sized Caucasian skull and says, oh, look at the difference. This is what they measured their racial things on back then. And it takes me into today. I'm bringing it back up to modern day. People still hold on to the belief that one race of people is more intelligent than the other because of skin tone and everything. And Billy, what is your take on what I just shared?
Yeah, and that's the fact. You know, people fall into anything. I mean, it's like the separation is what they really actually wanted, and they got what they wanted. So we have to wake up as a whole and look at each other as humans instead of looking at each other as races. You know, we know by looking at somebody that, okay, if you're Indian, we know that, you know, you're of an ethnic group, you know. But now, you know, the separation needs to happen to be able to actually be able to take and come together as one, basically.
Right.
The only way that's going to happen is we just got to stop falling into that category and going by letting one take and separate one from another. You guys
that's
have to
right.
excuse me for the, you know, I
oh,
just,
no,
just
you're fine.
Was out of the hospital. Yeah.
Billy, you're recovering, but yeah. Billy, you're recovering, and I know you're doing, you know, it's awesome. But you're doing awesome because, you know, you can't really tell. But, yeah,
it's amazing
to me that, that's why it matters what people, you know, say. It brings me to this. It matters what people say. It matters the racial tone of what people says. I mean, he's a renowned scientist, and you know, it amazes me the people. He was back in his time was a respected archaeologist, anthropologist who measured these, and he had biases of his own. And anybody with any type of biases, they can doctor any type of results when it comes to what they favor and what they don't. And he
That's
doesn't,
right.
You know, the thing about what he did a lot of damage to a lot of people. I mean, in my opinion, scientific racism, he is responsible for deaths of millions and upon billions of people by these by the things he said, by the credentials that he held, and he held this opinion about people because people had come to think that the Ethiopian, which is the African, they come to think that people of this category wasn't human beings because of his scientific racism. And so mm-hmm. even, you know, the Jewish people, even, you know, because people were put, he categorized everybody he categorized, he put it below his own race. So people, you know, that is very much biased. And it amazes me that these biases is still respected and held on to till today in certain circles that made people think that they were superior than other people, when if one holds on to the story of Noah and the Ark, it's three brothers. Neither one of them at that time were superior to one another. And then at that time, he sinned by doing this to his dad, but his dad did not curse Ham himself. His dad cursed Canaan. And people are familiar with these scriptures about Noah's cursed son of Canaan. And Canaan was he was a grandson. And all of the descendants of Canaan, they were wiped out. But yet, along with the scientific racism, along with the scientific racism and everything that has to do with it, all of these little spots in history that people took it and put it together, everybody had said, hey, you know what? Ham is cursed. He's cursed. Because look at what he did to his dad, you know, Noah, his descendants, all of his descendants. You know, this is just a biblical point of view, you know. And then right. So it led, I'm pretty sure, even though this scientist, he was arguing against the Bible, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people, they take things and run with it. And this is something that people need to stop doing. They need to stop categorizing themselves, even though, yes, it's with people, I'm not going to take away the fact that, yeah, people of African descent, Ethiopian descent, I'm not taking away the fact of the suffering of the slave trade, because there were a lot of atrocities that happened. I'm not taking away the fact of the Holocaust, where people categorized the Jewish people, and a lot of people were killed by Hitler, even, you know, a lot of people. I'm not taking away that. I'm just saying that, and you were saying that, in order for everybody to overcome this, everybody needs to start judging people by what they do from their heart, or the type of person that they are, rather than judging them from things that they think were true, which is not. I mean, this is utterly ridiculous. Samuel George Morton, he's measuring intelligence by using pepper beans, whatever those things were, just filling the skulls up with them. And I guess the one with the biggest capacity in the skull, that was his scientific rationalization for saying that somebody's intelligent or not. That sounds kindergartner, if you ask me.
Yeah, very much so. But it's all about separation and power. That's what it
right.
is. Because, you know, everybody is the same. It's just the difference of cultures, you know, and everybody needs to just realize that they have been tricked into this belief. So it's time to wake up and come together. That's the way I see it happening. You got to be able to realize what's been done and how they've led you into this situation of racism. So, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take for people to wake up, but it's, you know, I don't see too much of it happening. I see more hatred than anything else.
And I know the media is not helping. The media, the kids that are coming up, they're learning hate more than anything else. We should all remember our histories, because that's what makes us unique and diverse from one another. And we should embrace the diversity and love each other because of that diversity. Because the way I see it, if everybody was the same, look, the same culture, the same everything, this world would be a very, very boring place. Yet and still,
right,
everybody could be separated, Billy. Everybody could be separated. But if they are separated, rest assured, within that separation, within the individual races being separated, somebody's going to find something that they don't like about somebody else, and it's going to be even more division down the line. You know what I'm saying? That's the human nature that has happened. Somebody with gold hair, rest assured, the dark hair ones will be separated as being inferior.
Yeah.
So it's time for people to take a look at this stuff. Take a look at take a look from within, and kind of let go and mature away from the racism.
And you know, with the media is bought and paid for, so, you know, they don't help at all. They don't bring anything positive to the table. I mean, very rarely do you hear anything they say that is positive that's going on. And that's the biggest problem, because people buy into what they hear, and that's what caused all the devastation. You know, you look at the music industry. The music industry used to be, when I was in it, it used to be laid back, you know. I mean, you didn't have any of the violence. You didn't have artists taken and killing one another, you know. But since, you know, This entity, and I call it the entity that controls everything, makes these decisions and tell these rappers to take and write this, do this, you know, and change the whole system. I mean, a whole situation in music. And they carry the stuff out. You know, I mean, there's no meaning for them to be fighting one another, but it's just that entity has came in and it's taken over the industry. And this is why you're getting all this, you know, 40, drink these 40s and, you know, do this, you know, sell the drugs, you know, and, you know, kill. You know, I mean, this is the thing that's going on, and that the wicked one is doing, the demons are doing. And people got to understand what they're dealing with. They're not dealing with human
people.
And,
yes, it goes back to that serpent in the garden, and, you know, what we know as, you know, you know, the reptiles, you know, the hybrids, the whatever, you know, the fallen ones, you know. Yeah. And so these things, they are laughing while people are sitting back fighting themselves. People are fighting themselves. And when you're fighting somebody just because they got a different pigmentation, they still look like you. They still have two arms, two feet, two legs, two eyeballs, a nose, and a mouth just like you do. And they bleed red.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this, these things, I mean, Billy, what do you have to say about, I know you are a Motown alumni. What do you have to say about this thing that's surfacing with Kanye West? He really said some things, you know, that he shouldn't have said. What do you think about the controversy? Yeah.
Well, I think his point was, you know, I don't agree with everything that Kanye does. But I think his point was to point out what the situation was going on in the music industry, you know, and kind of calling that out, you know, what's going on.
Right.
You know, like I said, there's no reason for this killing stuff. But, you know, you're getting these big contracts. A lot of these artists are, and they have to do what the representative tells them to do. You know, so that means that they have to write something that's negative, which that's all they're doing. That's what they have to do. If they have to write stuff about killing or women,
that's what they have to do.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They have to do it because as of right now, it sells a lot of CDs, you know, and we have to change the program up. That's why I'm trying to put together this school as a trade school to bring these kids in at a younger age, so they can learn positive things and be able to learn the trades that they want to learn. So it's like, you know, if you want to record, you can record. If you want to learn how to be an electrician, you know, this whole layout, I got a whole layout for this thing to actually change and turn this whole situation around. But as of right now, you know, it's just totally out of control. And everybody is riding with it. You know, and you know, the younger ones, from like 13, 14 years old and maybe even younger, because their parents are playing that crap. So the beat goes on. You see what I'm saying? So you got to have some system like what I have laid out to change the whole dynamics. And this needs to be at every aspect of the world. You know, I mean, it will help make people more independent. It'll get people away from hatred and also away from colorism, you know, so this is what I'm trying to do. So I'm working on that project. So,
well,
I know for sure
that it's a good deal, you know, because people need to go into the communities. Like, you have this idea for, you know, the school is excellent. So that people could change their direction and change this craziness that's going on. But before I say anything else, I know I want to give you a break to get your thoughts together, and I'm going to get my thoughts together, and we will be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Caribbean Radio Show with Dr. Denise Lakatis on the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat.
Shalom, everyone. This is the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat, Dr. Denise Lakatis. I am here to share with you and to announce on-demand best-selling books written by the owner, creator, and the writer of The Matrix and The Terminator, Oscar award-winning Sophia Stewart. If you loved her movies, you will love her books. And here is a list of those books that are now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. The first book is The Third Eye. The second book is The Mother of the Matrix. The third book is Matrix Trivia. And her latest book, which is the fourth book, is The Evolution of Conscience, Cracking the Genetic Code. This is the Matrix 4 book. These books are on demand. Order your copy today. They are now available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon booksellers.
Put your head over here. Each and every day I pray to get to know ya. Please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. All like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me or the air that I breathe. Sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With these demons around, all around, they bring me down to negative vibes. But I believe, yes, I believe, I said I believe. I stand among the people and they brought down on one knee. I fight with all of my might to get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight and through the heights. Crown light burning up, out of through the twilight. So thank you to my God, now I finally got it right. And I fight with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind. I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a feeling. What's this feeling? My love will be holding a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now. Reveal your soul, you gotta give yourself up and then you become whole. You're a slave to yourself and them don't even know. Them wanna to live that fast life but your dream won't flow. You can shine and stay high, bound to stay low. You want God but you can't afflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. If you're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat, ask Hashem for mercy, he'll throw you a rope. You're looking for help from God, yeah, he couldn't be found. Searching up to that sky, looking beneath the ground, like a king without his crown. You keep falling down, and I really want to leave, but can I get rid of your frown? You're trying to reach on to the heights and run down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of light comes day, out of day comes light. And I fly to the one light, the light in the rain. Making room for his love, and a fire gun blaze. Make room for his love, and a fire gun blaze. What's this silly man of a river holding a ceiling? I give myself to you from the essence of my beginning. I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now. Time it starts a beating. What's this feeling? My love will rip a hole in a ceiling. I give myself to you from the essence of my being and I sing to my God. Songs of love and healing, I want Mashiach now.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Hey, everyone. Hey, we're back. We're back, and we're having a good discussion with Billy Tappan. Billy, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Well, anyways, we were talking about the racial construction, how it destroys. And in your opinion, with everything that's going on, as far as, you know, people wanting the division, the separation, which is happening because people are thinking of what one person in the past, even a racist, did to another person, they're thinking of the things that, like, you know, what their ancestors suffered from one person to another, or how much a person has helped out another person and they feel betrayed by other racial groups or diverse groups. And these things is causing the divisions within different nationalities, from Indian people, I would say, to the black people, to the white people. It's like a never-ending, ongoing circle. And as far as, you know, the latest thing with Kanye West, with the Jewish people, his controversy with, you know, the anti-Semitic comments, with, you know, the blacks lashing back, saying, hey, this, and, you know, with different comments. And it seemed like a going back and forward thing that's going on now. And now it's like anybody who say anything negative, I know, too, towards the Jewish people because of the persecution as well as the anti-Semitism that has happened, equally the same with black people, you know, the African-American community. People are, you know, very, very sensitive. People can't say certain things. What is your take on it? Because I remember a day when we could say anything, you know, and people didn't get so offended. What is your take on all of this? Don't say this, don't say that, or you're going to offend me kind of thing that's going on. And it's causing destruction between the groups. What is your take on it?
I think it's social media, to be honest, because people, if they are able to control your life, you know, and this is what's going on, because people that are on social media constantly are being controlled. And plus, you know, they're also listening in, and they are heading, they want communism. That's what they really want. They want to be able to kill off the majority of the people and just have just enough for just slave labor. That's basically what the plan is. But, you know, when you're able to take it in, listen to people's conversations and stuff like that, and allowing different things on social media to be seen and said, you know, and, oh,
yeah.
Not allowing, but just taking it. Well, they do allow this stuff on, and then
right.
People start feeding into it. They start feeding into the whole situation. It's like, okay,
you're,
you know,
right,
he's right,
because
but she's,
you know,
right,
what I've seen.
You know,
you're right, because you know what I've seen. Even though. If people just start insulting each other, and it doesn't solve the problem. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. It don't solve the problem. It making people more and more incensed. And when people get more incensed and more insulted, you just keep like adding fuel to the fire. It never ends.
Right.
And this is what people are calling. I noticed they're saying, "Oh, it's going to be a race war." It's going to be a race. I'm like, race war? What in the world? Where is all this stuff coming from? You know, it's coming from, you know, on some of the black people. And it's like, hey, you know, you did this to my ancestors back in the slave trade. And on the white end, it's like fear. It's like, so, you know, all of these things, it's gripping everybody, you know, the biases. And it's amazing to me that all of the biases started from one man, one anthropologist named Samuel George Morton. The reason why I brought it up into today's program is to show everybody the basis of his hypothesis of how one race is superior to the other because of skull sizes and because of his own biases. Because, okay, if it's anybody's race, they're going to favor their own race. And he took simple pepper seeds to measure skulls to say, okay, this skull is smaller than this other skull, so therefore the one with the small skull, they are less intelligent than the one with the bigger skull, which is absolutely just dumb. It's dumb.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing that people feed into. You know, this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he did this from, he got a bunch of ancient skulls from ancient Egypt. And I'm saying that if this is the case, where is his argument when there's child geniuses? Because there has been child geniuses of the Caucasian race and, and of our race, the black people's race. They call it Negro race. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's little kids going to school today. They got smaller skulls, and they're smarter than anybody. And people are just holding on to this craziness. This craziness, and they don't see other people with different skin tones as being equal as themselves, which is kind of crazy.
Right.
And, you know, I just wanted to bring this up to bust up some of the arguments that people have for this. Because even Charles Darwin, The Origin of the Species, you know, it's scientific racism that started all of this. That's why you go and some people who are trying to justify what they believe, they'll go, oh, well, scientifically speaking, you could get these statistics from this and this and that, which is it just shows how dumb, how kindergarten this is. And it amazes me because this particular man, he was during that time highly educated. Nobody really looked and seen what he was doing and kind of like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. It amazes me to no end, but he did a lot of damage.
Yeah, and this is the thing. You know, once you plant that seed, people start falling into it. And we have to all wake open up our minds and start thinking, hey, you know what? I'm a human being. You know, I have no problem with anybody, but the media keeps on pushing that. So as long as people are watching the media, it's going to continue. You know, I mean, you can put two kids together, one black, one white, and they'll be the best of friends. But when they get to a certain age, that's when things start changing because whatever's going on in the household, they pick up on. So if the parents are racist, then they will change. They'll change, until something happens, you know, that maybe is that affects them. And then they might change back to, you know, being that person they were. But, you know, it all is the media pushing the narrative. If you notice something, if you're on Facebook or any of these programs, if you mention something like a product, it'll pop up. So you know they're listening and they're watching.
I noticed that.
You know everything.
I noticed that.
You know so.
Yeah, and it's like you can have your cell phone next to you. You'll say something, and all of a sudden, there it is. You're like, wait, how did it get here? Because everything is being monitored. And have these, what do you call it? What do they call them, Billy, when you're like commenting on some of those bots that they go by people's emotions. They feed off of the negative emotions. And people need to start realizing that because when you think of the 70s, the 80s, even the 90s, well, some parts of the 90s, it wasn't so much offense. I mean, we used to watch, and I miss those days when Archie Bunker, everybody thought he was hilarious. Archie Bunker, who else was it? Sanford and Son, who else was it? You know, I like Eddie Murphy,
Eddie Murphy George
would
Jefferson.
Say all kinds of stuff. George Jefferson,
Well,
they
would
say all
kinds
of things.
They want to check.
And people didn't get offended.
Down.
Yeah.
No. Even good
times. I mean, you know, you know, we used to sit and watch these things, and we used to laugh our heads off it. Everybody loved Archie Bunker, as a matter of fact, black folks and white folks. Nowadays, you bring Archie Bunker on, and man, they probably give Carol O'Connor, if he was alive, some death threats. It's ridiculous how hate evolved. When, I mean, you think in 2022 that people would have advanced socially their mindset, but I really do believe that, yes, I believe people are being interfered with by otherworldly things to cause them to go that way. Because you're right, the media is used as a brainwashing tool.
That's what it's for. That's why they created it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you
and
had
you gotta
radio.
And you got to wonder, who's pulling the strings? Mm-hmm.
Well, we know. I mean, the reptilians probably are the ones, but they're a part of the connection of Satan, you know. I mean, so you got a couple factors here. You know, so, I mean,
yeah.
When you had radio before TV, all it was just, you know, having comedy on and maybe some news, you know. But now you got the television that came out, and that was to actually program. That was set up to actually program the people. And it's worked very, very well. You know, I mean, with some of the programs they're showing now, it's like, you know, you're watching a movie, and by any means, I'm not against.
Yeah.
I'm against what the Bible says about those that are, you know, like the homosexual situation. I don't agree with that. But, you know, these are the things that the social or what the industry is pushing.
They're pushing that.
The world is pushing. Well, the United States is pushing it really hard because you can't see a movie. It's hard to see a movie without seeing an episode. You know, it can be a great movie, and then you have an episode that has nothing to do with the movie. So this is a programming situation.
I mean, it's like you're coming in my house. You're coming in my house. You're coming in my home. How dare you put this on? Little kids might be sitting in front of the TV screen. Nobody is really thinking about that. It's like it just went out the window, morality, morals. And they don't care about lives. I mean, you know, remember what happened? People used to have a choice if they wanted to get a shot or not. We noticed that during this COVID thing, everybody you're going to be attacked. You're going to lose your job, you know, if you don't get this, you know. It's crazy.
All this is controlling you. That's all it is. And people, if they don't see it, something's wrong. You know, I mean, we went from free speech to you can't say this and you can't say that. Where are we at on this? Why aren't we out there in front of the White House saying this is unacceptable? We're not gonna deal with this situation. You know?
And I just looked at an article one of my friends put up on Facebook, and I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at I was sharing this particular thing with the poll boxes. The poll boxes are being tampered with again, and I'm like, you know, is this cheating going on? You know, and I was about to share it and Facebook kind of interfered. I mean, yes, it is control. It is who could control what. Who could control what says. It's turning into like a kind of matrix kind of thing. And it baffles me, Billy. I'm going to say they're creating these robots. And I had mentioned this before. They're creating these robots, these androids. And they have their own little intelligence system. And the thing came straight out and told Elon Musk, hey, you know, when we get into all the households, we're going to destroy man. And you know what? For me, that would have been me unplugging that thing.
Yeah.
That would have been the end of that project.
They think they're God. They want to play with fire. And it's going to backfire on them. You know, and it's going to affect us. It really is because the whole plan is destroy humans. That's the whole plan, and have a limited amount of humans on this planet. So, you know, it's some evilness behind this. So they got numbers of where they want to be at in terms of human beings. I think it's somewhere around. It's in.
What
it's
is
probably
it?
About
5
like
million on those
500
deals,
million.
Though?
I think it's like about
million?
500 million. Yeah.
And you know, Sophia Stewart, when she came on the program, she was talking about it, and it made me think of the parallels with it she has out, the Matrix 4.
Yeah.
Is paralleling everything that her Terminator and her Matrix movies had, you know, what she wrote about is paralleling, and it's the weird thing is it's becoming like reality. And that's the scary thing about it. Because of the fact that the AI taking over. Everybody depending on AI. I know everybody is so dependent on the computers. And then you got your you know, you don't, we don't know if this artificial intelligence as well is promoting this human division. You know, people are now easily manipulated, if you haven't noticed.
True. True.
And this
it's
is
to the
why.
Point, it's to the point why you see if you're in, you know, in a car or you're on a bus, you see there's no communications. Everybody's on their cell phone, on social media, you know, and they know that they got them. They know they got us. You know, all they got to do is just put something out there like that, and they're going to roll with it, and they're going to false information.
Go viral.
Yeah, and it goes viral. Exactly right. So we have to definitely wake up. Because if we don't, we're going to end up really in a civil war because, you know, the more we lose in terms of speech and of, you know, just being able to go and come as we please, there's going to be a problem.
Yep.
You know, we don't want to be like Germany where, you know, you have to have a checkpoint where you have to tell them where, you know, where you're going and stuff like that. We don't want to get to that point. But if we don't
believe it
wake
or not,
up, we will.
Believe it or not, though, some nations have went right back to that. And it's a shame. I mean, everybody now, it seems like the racism, the anti-Semitism, it seems like everybody is going around running in fear, being in fear of each other. This is what I'm noticing, even from the things that Kanye West said. It's fear. I'm like, you know, he's like, oh, the big bankers, the Jewish people, you know, he's fear. Is he scared? You know, to me, it's somebody being scared of another person. That's what racism is generally, because you don't know enough about that culture or that person. Instead, you look at the negative. You look for something negative about that person, that stereotype, and you blanket one whole group of people. That's what all of this is. All of it is everybody is operating in a spirit of fear. They're not even that, you know, first they get you away from believing in God, and then after you stop believing in God, they start to work on your fears. This is what all of this is. It's racism, this anti-Semitism is one group fearing the other group because they don't know enough about that group or those people. So they assume the worst things about them. Everybody has been under a guise, a spirit of fear. And that's something that needs to stop. That thing is broken when people start considering and start believing in God, in my opinion.
It is. It is. And let me say this, you know, in terms of Kanye, I think Kanye's point was, I wasn't so much of attacking the Jewish people. I think he was attacking the Jewish that runs the industry, television, music, because there have been, you know, artists that have actually been killed by some of these higher ups in the industry, and he knows a whole bunch. He knows a whole bunch. So I don't think it was actually an attack against the whole Jewish community. I think it was attacked far as just with the record industry.
The record industry and the Hollywood elite.
Yeah,
okay.
The elite.
Well, yeah.
That's what the attack, I think, was.
And then the media come in and they say, oh, no, look, and I see a lot of things. I mean, I see a lot of other things that it gets blown everywhere. You know, people start thinking about other negative people and other negative groups because one person says something. So I've seen that, you know, both ends. And it's really, these are the things that the media just take it and run away with. They don't care if it's good or bad as long as they get their ratings. You know, as long as they get a rise in people, as long as they can control people. And people got to stop and think. They're being brainwashed and they're being directed, and they need to stop letting this TV, letting social media control their thoughts and their beliefs. And, you know, when it gets to that point, that's when people need to back off from it for a while, you know, because, you could look at something totally on media. And, you know, they got algorithms when you're doing this. They
that's
got
right.
the algorithms, and they're sitting there looking at you. They know what how to press your buttons and make you mad and make you hate somebody or make you love somebody. They know what you are. It seems like people are being put under a microscope and they don't even know it. All this smart technology in people's house, the Alexa, the smart refrigerator, the smart stove, the giving
the
devices, giving devices access to your locks on your door. These are monitoring devices. And if people don't wake up soon, people, they are trying to bring all the races so that they could just totally destroy each other. And it would be the same as if it was Noah's three sons totally going against each other, trying to destroy each other and their brothers. The, you know, for a person to hate another human being for their skin tone, to me, you're hating yourself because everybody
yes.
is connected in one way or another.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
These devices, they make it look good. You know, that's the whole purpose, to make it look good so you feel good about it. Oh, look at me. I've got these, the doors that I can lock up remotely. You know, don't you know that they, if something goes down, they can lock you in your own place and you can't get out unless you bust the window or something like that. You know, these are the things you have to, and people in TVs that they're monitoring what you're talking about. You know, I mean, this is intrusion. You know, this is a violation of our civil rights. But yet nobody says anything about it. You know, everybody sits back like they're in a coma. They don't say a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does it take?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this wouldn't have gone, this would not have went down in the 70s, and they know it. That's why it didn't happen in the 70s, because they've had this technology. They're probably 500 in advance in technology, you know, the United States. You know, so, you know, they knew when to take and put it out. First, you got to, you'll get the younger generation doped up, you know, and get them going on drugs so they don't know what the heck's going on. And then you start pushing your agenda. And that's exactly what they did. And this is where we're at now. This
and you
is
know,
where we're at
like
now.
Kids are not going to even know how to write anymore because they got a computer keyboard. Or a smartphone. I mean, it tripped me out. Years ago, they took the handwriting, the cursive out of school. And I'm like, you know, this
is
insane. Kids are not even going to. So everybody's going to be so dependent upon the computer grid that when it crashes, they're terrified. Because when it crashes, the whole society is going to crash. And maybe that's a thing that just needs to happen. So that everybody will learn how to survive off of basic, how to grow their own food, how to do things
get off
basically,
the grid.
How to let their kids, how to let their kids go outside and play hide and seek, to learn how to live. Because it seems like you would think they always played, the media always played, oh, the future, it's going to be so advanced. But to me, no, it's going backwards. People are losing common sense. By all of this technology, it's actually a bad thing. It's not a good thing.
Well, you got a situation where you have the food industry. I mean, the FDA is not really watching over anything. They're apart. They're getting kickbacks. You know, so the thing of it is, our food sources is bad. You got rice that's coming in from China that's plastic. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, there's a lot of dirty stuff that's going on, and we're not even paying attention to it. You know, it's like, when are you going to realize that you're not living in the world guised as being, you know, somewhat of a perfect, you know, planet? Now, you're in a situation where you just sit back and say, oh, well, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, that's not the
I know what
it
is.
You got to stand up.
I know what it is, Billy. It's a materialism. I mean, you take a shiny object and you put it in the front of a monkey, you know, they're going to go after that shiny object at all costs. You know, this is what
it
is. They are tricking people by this materialism.
that's what I've been, that's what I've told people. I says, look, at, all you got to do is put something shiny in front of their face and they're going to jump on it. You know, just like simple stuff like these people that sell these women's bags, they don't like us. They don't like us. So why are we patronizing? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like, why would anybody patronize anybody that just is just a straight out racist, you know, and really don't want you buying their product? I can't think of which one it was.
Yeah. And what they're doing is playing on. I've seen just as much. I see anti-black propaganda going out. I see anti-white propaganda going out. I see it coming from both sides. And it is designed to break people down and to divide them and make them angry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody, you know, and it's a negative. They're studying these reptiles, whatever they are, these forces, these evil forces, the Sidra Aqua. They're studying the negativeness of each person, each nationality, each race. And it's taken and it's put on social media by this AI machines. And they are getting everybody angry. And your smartphone, your refrigerator, your stove might know that you're angry. And it takes that particular information and stores it within through its computer system. They got that big computer system called the Beast. You heard about that one, didn't
right.
you?
Yeah.
It's storing everybody's emotions. Emotions can be a weakness for people. But at the same time, they're studying what people want the most, and they dangle it in front of them and tell them to get it at all costs.
Well, this is the thing that I meant to talk to you about. There was an incident where there was a lot of UFOs around the White House that back in probably the late 40s, early 50s. And it's documented. It's documented. And so what they said, I think it might have been Roosevelt, or one of them, I'm not sure which president it was, struck a deal. But this is what the deal was, that they were able to do pretty much take a few people, you know what I'm saying, and do some experiments and stuff like that. But this is what's interesting about another situation, another UFO. It was a UFO craft. I think it was 1949, that they came out and said there was a UFO crash. And then they came back and retracted, you know, which was true. But this is the thing, when they were communicating with this entity, with these entities, they said that they were having a war against God. So this
very good. That's it right there.
Yes. That's it right there. So I just thought about
that's
that.
That's it right there.
You know, and you can actually find it on if you just do the research. But they were running actually from God, or his angels, and they ended up crashing.
Yeah.
And one survived,
and it ended up crashing.
And that's what he said. So they struck the deal to work together for technology. That's why the United States is like, you know, at least 500 years in it, you know, with technology, because of them, because of these demons.
Oh.
And that's why everything that's going on is from that situation. So there, if you look at it, they are pretty much the ones that's running the whole show at this point.
Mm.
Now, there may be some other
entities. Well, see, I remember the black-eyed kids.
The what?
Because those were some entities, black-eyed kids, where people were complaining that
Yeah. They said if you let them in the house, then you're gonna die. You know what I'm saying?
I seen one, and I was like, oh, I seen one. I seen one when I was overseas.
Wow. Well, that is, that's
I was
crazy.
Tripping.
That
I'm
is
like,
crazy.
Oh my gosh, this person has no eye whites.
Yeah, yeah.
I seen them.
So this
and
is
I'm
something
like,
that
this
they're
is
doing.
Nuts.
You know, people, this is why people need to wake up, because we're at the end times. And I know that every, you know, generation says this, but we are really, really at the end times. And you're subject to see anything at this point. You know, the only thing I tell people is not to fear, no matter how horrible it may look, you know, because they're actually, you know, feeding off us by negativity. That gives them energy.
They
if
are
you love one
by
another,
the emotions. Yep.
Yes. If
they'll
you,
go away.
If you love one another, they got to go. They can't stay around love. So that's the thing.
I know.
That really
love
need
is
to
the
keep
only
love.
Way to defeat those things. Right. And
mm-hmm.
you not lift up and try to kill somebody or hate on somebody. If you don't know something about somebody, it's better to get to know that culture that you are, that somebody's trying to direct you to hate. And that way,
mm-hmm.
that's the way to defeat these entities. That's the way you defeat
right.
these entities. Then what are they going to do? They're going to just come out, and then you're going to see their true colors. They're going to come out and try to attack mankind as a whole like they're doing. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
They do. They feed off of that.
Yeah. So we got to stop letting them take our positivity away, you know, and get strengthened. And, see, this is why the school is so important, and I just wish I had the finances to do it. But it's just so, so important. It would change the perspective of the world. These kids will be totally different
well,
than what they
what?
Are now.
As you let's go and let's get ready to close out, I have the support. Maybe if you hear everyone that's listening, you can hear what Billy Tappan is saying. If you would like to support the chat reel in the Black Jewish Queen live chat, it's, the funds are going to go towards helping this school come about to where it could get everybody together. It could get, you know, kids involved in away from this negative stuff. And you know what, Billy? I mean, the school that you're doing, I hope you teach them survival skills away from the computer just in case everything crashes. Everybody should go back to file systems if you ask me.
It's going to be everything in a nutshell. It will be building
good.
Bit by bit, you know, to start out. But, you know, I just need the support to change the world. I mean, it's just
support.
Not for one city. It's for the world. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at what I've been through. I've been through so much.
Yep.
And God has kept me here, you know, for something. And like I said, I've
right.
got the layout of this school. I just need the support to bring in the finances to get everything, the building. I've seen a couple buildings that will work and just start changing
okay.
the situation, you know, of what's going
right.
on in the world today.
Well,
yeah,
I got this commercial. I got this commercial for support. Everybody get out your pens and your paper and send in the support and we'll start building this up. And Billy,
yes.
thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
And I know that we're going to have a very good program on the chat reel tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
For,
yes, we are.
Yes.
Thank you.
So,
well,
thank you
for
coming
me.
On. Cause, oh, you're welcome. And you come on anytime because, you know, I know that a lot of other of the hosts from the chat reel, they're going to be coming on. But you guys are welcome to come on anytime you'd like. But Billy, thank you so much for, you know, just coming on.
You're more than welcome. And thank
you,
listeners, and we appreciate it. So I will talk to
thank
you.
Thank you.
Everybody have
all
a
right.
great time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to put up that support commercial. Y'all can send your funds to this.
Okay.
And We definitely
thank you so
we're definitely gonna be talking. We're definitely gonna be talking, and we're definitely going to get this rolling for this project because it is going to be great for the community. So I appreciate everybody. Thank you. Thank you for listening in to the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat.
Thank you.
Shalom and hello. This is Dr. Denise Gotadis. I am a metaphysician and a licensed psychotherapist and a natural medicine doctor. I am also the host of the Black Jewish Queen live chat and also one of the hosts of the Chat Reel with Billy and Friends. If you are enjoying these programs, please support our cause to keep our programs on the air so that we can continue covering topics that matter to you. You can send your donations in any amount to paypal.me/psychotherapy, That is paypal.me/psychotherapy, We look forward to your support. Thank you so much for listening to our program. Shalom and hello to all of my supporters and listeners. This is Dr. Denise Sotadis, the host of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat on the Caribbean Radio Show. I proudly support the mission of Give Back Jamaica Incorporated and the founder, Dr. Evie, of the Caribbean Radio Show. Dr. Evie helps children and families throughout Jamaica through shoe donations. We urge our listeners to support this great cause by donation of shoes or any monetary gift of your choice. Any donation, big or small, makes a huge difference, especially during the hurricane season. You can contact Dr. Evie by email at givebackjamaica@gmail.com. That is givebackjamaica@gmail.com. Or you can visit the webpage at www.givebackjamaica.org. That is www.givebackjamaica.org. Whatever it takes to build a nation.